the
So, intro to Access Part 2 in Costa Rica Halloween 2010. Yeah, people before an Access class, even if they've never taken an Access class before, get all kinds of stuff going on in their body, in their lives. Because really, you know, we know what's going on. So we know it. We have access to the future, and our bodies do too. So your bodies sometimes get excited about you coming to a class, or and you start actually doing the class before you get there. So I don't know if you if you're ever aware of you're starting something before you actually physically get there, a class, yeah. Or a and so stuff starts showing up. So. Even if you're not aware of that, now that I've said that, when stuff starts showing up for you and there's no explanation based on the present or the past, like your stomach is upset and you're like, I didn't eat anything out of the ordinary yesterday or today, so what is this about? So some questions, obviously, because that's what we talk about, that you can ask, I'll give you, when something starts going on physically with your body. But also just to have in your awareness that your body can be anticipating something that's going on. What am I about to do? What is about to happen? And if there's nothing on the horizon that you're aware of, you might want to see what's going on in your physical environment. Our bodies are these amazing sensory organs, right, that are communicating with us all the time. And they're not often acknowledged. I don't know, do you guys talk to your bodies at all? Yeah?
I don't know, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty aware of my body, but I don't talk to him, to it.
Right. To him, I know that. It's like, it's always strange for me.
I'm
people.
So on the jang all the time.
Well, also because
el cuerpo,
so you say him because it's masculine, no?
Masculine,
yes. in Spanish. But it's nice to talk to your body, because if you can just think about having this, I don't know if we talked about this a bit in that session. Having
Do
this.
You have an excuse? They ain't talking now.
Sorry.
Computer?
I don't know. You want to check it?
I hear someone speaking. It's a man speaking.
Maybe you're channeling. That was interesting. Dane is Gary Douglas's partner, business partner, and he does amazing work with bodies also. But if you can imagine having a companion that has been with you all of your life and that goes everywhere with you and that does whatever you say and that you never even address, you never even talk to them, and they're there through thick and thin, through sickness and health and love and heartbreak, and just by recognizing that companion, talking about your body, just by saying, hi, what do you like? What would you prefer? Starts creating a whole different rapport with you and your body. So I understand what you mean, that you're aware of your body. It's stepping it up quite a bit. So really, when you're talking about reading a book, not really involving your body, unless you're saying, do you want to sit in this chair? You know what I mean? Do you want to lay down, read? Is it? But when you're talking about what to eat, when you're talking about what to wear, when you're talking about environments, cold, hot, sitting on the floor, standing, when you're talking about going into physical environments and whole copulation and being with certain people, it's nice to start talking to your body. So just to start, and we did this, that's what it was. We did this a bit with the body intro. Just to start, well, let me ask you, since then, have you changed the way you relate to your body at all? Have you?
Well, the thing is that what I'm aware is like, I can, you know, if I feel a pain or I'm sore, I know where the energy, where it is the emotion that made me feel that feeling, is that. And I was just thinking that since, well, my spiritual teacher also were here, so I know I there's a lot of things that become really clear for me after she came. But like yesterday, I was like, okay, what do I really wanted to do today? It's the first time of my life that I really like what I want to do. So I stay all day at home, and if it was sunny, and normally I'm supposed to go to the beach. Mm-hmm. No, I just want to lay it at home. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cook. Thank God I have a friend, so she cooked for me. Mm-hmm. I just did exactly, I even go to a place. Normally it's better to go by the beach, but I decided to go naked feet on the street going to that place. Mm-hmm. It was really what me, I really, you know, what I need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So cool. It's that it started the process before right. I came here.
Right.
Also, cool. The conversation I have with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Awesome.
Oh, it's like, wow.
Right. Awesome.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what I mean about my relation to my body? Like, mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Is it the same thing or?
It is, and also, you know, there's a lot of religions and spiritual practices that make this separation between your body and your soul. And the body has often been considered in a useless, you know, part of, you know, of our, you know, mind, body, spirit type of thing, that it's just an object of desire, that it's, you know, you've heard this from different religions.
Yeah, it's impure.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
What did you say, Danny?
Impure.
Yeah, impure. The reason, the mere fact that we have a body means that we must have done something wrong in some other lifetime to have to come back here.
It's
exactly like a punishment. We subject our bodies to a lot of abuse. Which could be overeating, which could be over drinking, which could be drugs, which could be sex with people that don't really care about our body. So I would like to, you know, we talked a little bit about relationship before, we talk a little bit about bodies and money, because money always gets people a little, if you'd like, but I'd like to talk about bodies because I do. And so...
No, what?
Go ahead.
I think that is something that I really want to talk about, but I don't know if in a private session or I can just... Because I don't want to take the whole thing on me.
No,
also.
I'm fine. Whatever you want to talk about.
But I think this specific topic for me, it's something I have to... I'm dealing with lately about the body because, well, I had... since I'm 13, like a lot of drinking and drug abuse problem. I stopped at my 20s, and last year I came back again, and well, I stopped already a month ago, so I'm feeling better, but I know I have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I am an alcoholic and I have problems with drugs. I abuse of them a lot.
Okay.
Even though I do a lot of spiritual work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's something, you know, just when all day when I will listen to you, it's something I just want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that in my life
so
anymore.
So do you have any judgments about you?
Of course.
About this. Okay.
Oh,
so
yes.
What if I were to tell you?
I feel everybody with the eyes on me that you're a addict, you're an alcoholic, you do 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 and you work here with healing and you're a massage therapist and you're supposed to don't party, you're supposed to don't do that. So I feel, even though it's not happening... that all the eyes of the people are on me.
Right.
Because I'm working here, helping people, but I have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very obvious for a lot of people, or can be not, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody have told me anything about this. Just a judgment that I have about my life, a judgment that about many, many, many stuff from my past that I have on me. I'm aware of everything,
mm-hmm.
of this, like, but I just... It's really something I want like magic happening and that just go away.
Okay. So,
yes.
First of all, thank you for saying that, for bringing this up, right? And there are no coincidences, so Danny and Jackie are here because they're here, and so that this is obviously...
I trust them.
Yeah, but this is obviously, you know, something that either will be helpful for them, or for their lives in particular, or in dealing with other people, so
mm-hmm.
know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, how much do you truly desire to shift this?
I believe 100%.
Okay.
See.
All right. So, what is the value for you of going back and forth with drugs and alcohol abuse?
What is the value?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's getting more guilt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think it's getting just, when I'm too high, what is what I feel? Like I was getting into something and suddenly I just sabotage myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, you're the same shit that you always know you are.
Okay. So if you were not to sabotage yourself, if you were to choose to not sabotage yourself?
If I what?
If you did not choose to sabotage yourself with drugs, what would happen? What might happen?
Well, I became a very, really what I want to be. Uh-huh. The woman I wanted to be.
Okay. So what's the value of not becoming that? For whom are you not becoming that woman?
For whom? I don't understand.
Okay. Is there someone that isn't invested in your not being everything you can be? That. Who's that?
I don't get it.
Okay.
Right. En español, José, tal
okay.
vez.
¿Quién es la que te está...
La. Okay, well, she's saying
is?
My mother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Am I saying your mother? Or are you saying your mother?
Well, I just telepathically told her that.
Sí, okay. Exactly.
Right. Okay. So, how much would you be proving your mother wrong if you didn't sabotage you? Okay, so everything that is and everything that comes up with that, destroying and create all that.
See, because okay. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
right,
I'm like,
good, bad, all night, what,
okay, okay, really, like, I feel like something on my head, like,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
So the questions sometimes don't always make complete sense, and they especially don't make sense when it's your issue. Because it probably makes really good sense to everybody else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So know that they're also designed to go a little bit around your thinking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had the answers to what was limiting you in your thinking mind, then you would have already resolved it. Does that make sense?
No, but I think my soul knows what you're saying.
Okay. What I'm saying
trying
is,
trying to understand
if
you with my mind.
If you could think yourself out of this,
si puedes verte afuera de todo.
De todo.
Eso,
okay. Me you, as a if you, universal infinite being.
Sylvia, had the answer to this, what we're talking about, in your mind, you would have already resolved it.
Mm-hmm. Really resolved it, because for me now the solution is just don't take...
Exactly.
Take it again, but sometimes I really would like to get a glass with wine with my friends.
Well, okay.
And I can.
Okay, so there's... 7% of your brain that you're using, not just you, the rest of us too, right? 7% I think was like Einstein, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the answer might be in that other 93% of your brain, okay, to this. So what you say, you'd like to have a drink and you like to that's part of what you see in front of you. The key to unlocking that might be hidden really well in that other 93%. So
Okay. Everything
that does not allow you to see that. That's why I asked you, how much would you like to change this? Because in changing this, you might not recognize you.
Probably.
Or who you think you are. Mm-hmm. Okay. And who you've built yourself up to be and who everybody's reflecting back at you. Okay, so everything that that is, and everything that holds all that in place, destroying and create all that. Right, one good, bad, all nine, five, fuck, show, poison, you know. So we're going to come back to that, okay, for a second. So our bodies then have a lot of signals going on for us. So just if we could together, right now, just say a couple of things to our bodies, and we can just repeat them, you know. So, hi, body. Hi, body.
Hi, body.
Hi, body.
Hi, body.
I'm really sorry I have not involved you in decisions that are about you. Well, you can say it differently. I'm really sorry that I haven't talked to you before. I'm really sorry I haven't talked to you before.
I'm really sorry
I haven't talked to you before. I'm really sorry I Siento mucho no haber hablado contigo antes.
So, just for
I
today,
have to bring two languages.
You can do that. So, everywhere. So, just for today,
I promise
to be more aware of you and what you desire and require. Okay, great. And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, you don't have to repeat this, destroy and create all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all men, pop, pop, show, poison, and all. Does anybody feel anything in their bodies, any more awareness, anything? Moving around. I feel all kinds of stuff moving around in my body. Does anyone feel like on their shoulders? What's this stuff?
I feel my hands. Yeah.
See my hands. Me too.
Okay,
see
cool.
My hands.
All right. So just with two sentences, your body starts doing this. Imagine how much stuff we do throughout the day that involves our body. I ask my body what it wants to wear. Doesn't mean I have to wear it. But I ask my body what it wants to wear, which earrings it wants to wear. The thing about being more aware of your body, I'm just going to take a little parenthesis on the side, is that you become more conscious of what's going on, the impulses and what's going on. For example, I smoked pot for years. Lots of pot smoking going on all around me, all the time, my family, you know. And the fog... that you get with pot, but especially, you know, the better the pot, the better the fog, right? It's like, I'm so, you know, I mean, you pay for that fog. So, I'm really aware of when I'm in people's aura environment who have that in their universe. Now, what does that mean? It means that sometimes I can't get things done. And I'm not sure why. I mean, it's just, I just know I've got a frustration going on that I'm not, you know, getting things done. And I, without asking the question, who does this belong to? What is this? So I'll give you four other questions just about, that you can ask about anything. And I'll tell them to you quickly. What is this? What do I do with it? Can I change it? How do I change it? Just four questions about stuff. Without asking that question, those questions, who does this belong to? Is it mine? You just assume, you just continue on with the fog. And as soon as you ask a question, things start lightening up. Lightening up and getting lighter, what I mean. It's not just about the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of other people. It's also about their stuff going on in their body. Pains in their body. The other day we were doing bars out here. Griselda comes out and she says, like, my right knee is bothering me. Is that yours? Or is that mine? You know, she's like, wow, it's gone now. Okay. Because, so just being aware, so what does that mean? If she doesn't ask the question, who does this belong to? She might start making doctor's appointments. You know what I mean?
Like I did she so might. Many times.
She might start, you know, a whole series of stuff, you know. So being aware, absolutely, and not only that, taking, you know, your stomach starts hurting. No, gee, let me take some Pepto-Bismol. You're just throwing all kinds of stuff in your body without asking your body, what's going on here? What are you trying to communicate to me with this intensity? This is a golden question, body. What are you trying to communicate to me with this intensity? And I say intensity because I would like to invite you to use that instead of pain. Because our vocabulary with our body is so limited often that we say pain. What are you looking for? Oh, we say pain for anything that's going on that is not comfortable. And what does comfort mean, really? Comfort is something different than we're used to, right? So, for example, if somebody's used to being beaten up every day, then an existence in which they're not beaten up every day is not really comfortable. It's not what they're used to, right? So the same thing with your body. If you've had a pain in your body for a really long time, and through question, you're able to dissolve that pain just by asking, who does this belong to? And that pain dissipates. That absence of that pain might be what is considered uncomfortable to you. So my question is, if it meant more clarity, more ease, more joy in your life, would you be willing to be uncomfortable?
See.
Yeah. Everything that is, and everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and create all that, right? Or forget all my workshop personalities. Because what happens is that the more conscious we become, the more present we become in our lives, the more initially uncomfortable it is.
I saw a bumper sticker in California that said, my job is to comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable.
Exactly. So everywhere we're not willing to disturb the comfort zone in our lives. Can we destroy it and create all that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, right, good, bad, all night, fun, fuck, show, pose, and beyond. Because if we're comfortable with this level of awareness, what else is possible is not really a question we want to ask. You know? Yeah. Okay. Would you like to contribute something? You've got something to say? How
say
you doing?
It, say it.
Okay. So,
can I get another sheet of paper?
Absolutely. You can have the whole freaking block if you'd like. I bought it for you. Right now, if we can just identify a place in our bodies, right? Okay. That is not feeling completely comfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
Jackie and Horselda, let me know when you've found it.
I found it.
Yeah? You got it? You get a couple of places or you have one?
No.
Okay, cool. So, just with your awareness on that place, ask the question, what is this? What do I do with it?
Te lo juro. Ay, no.
What's coming up for you?
I have this on my stomach and my second chakra. What do I do with it? And I want to fart. Like, okay, throw it away.
Cool. You know, it's so funny. A lot of times, so the second, the third and fourth question is, can I transform it and how do I transform it? Or can I change it and how do I... But often, just by asking this, you don't even have to get... You never get to the third and fourth question. You know, it's something so... Exactly.
You just, like, put it out and that's it.
Exactly. How does it get any better than that? So everywhere it has to be difficult. And everywhere where we're trying to, you know, we have to go into hours of meditation. And we have to go up to the top of the Himalayan mountains. And we have to take this portion and that portion. But instead of simply asking a question and with the confidence and trusting... That the answer will be so clear to us and so easy. We destroy and uncreate all that.
Are
you? Yes. Right, right, right. Online, park, and sometimes it's just about a fart.
Because when I feel this
cool
spiraling in my stomach.
Okay, cool.
What about?
So you guys still have that place present?
What about
that? The place where the
is the air. In my case.
Okay. All right. So that's just give me 1 second with that. Yeah. So what is this? I don't know. What do I do with it? And just perceive the light shifts that happen every time you ask a question. Something happens because you're moving something in the universe in your body exactly, and perceive it. And how do I can I transform it? And how do I transform it? Okay. So those are four great questions. Before you ask those questions, you first want to say, is this mine? See if it disappears. See if it lightens up. if it doesn't go away, you want to say, is this somebody else's? Or is this something else's? So those are three questions. Who does this belong to? There are three parts to that question. Is it mine, someone else's, or something else's? Especially when you're feeling stuff in your body. Okay? Often you might be taking it out, like she was, of someone else's body, picking it up from somebody else's body. And this guy, just a quick parenthesis, this guy, really conscious guy, the other day in Boston, you know, comes over, we do a session, and he was like, I really want to talk to you. How do I stop picking up all the stuff that the people in my house are feeling? You know, my daughter and my wife, you know, every time they're on their period, and they get them at the same time, because they've synchronized their periods, it's like 3 days before the full moon, 3 days after the full moon, I'm picking up all this stuff. How do I stop that? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, working with the tools of access and how to form a question, that's not really a question. How do I stop this? Because somehow in there, you've already decided that stopping it is the answer. Okay? What is this? What do I do with it? How do I transform it? Can I transform it? Is more a question, because it's like, okay, can I transform it? No. Okay. So what do I do with it? You know what I mean? And I said to him, and this is just talking about the awarenesses in your body, what if instead of shutting those down, you turned it up? How cool are you that not only do you have your own awarenesses, but you have access to the awarenesses that other people have in their body? Cool. Okay, so what do I do with it? That might be a question, you know what I mean, that you want to ask about that. So, you know, a lot of us, everywhere where we have cut off our ability to perceive, know, be, and receive all through our bodies, with our bodies, for laziness, for not wanting to have to deal with it, for thinking that we are finite beings and that we can't somehow dissipate that. Can we destroy and uncreate all the decisions, judgments, compilations, and conclusions we've reached about that?
The Watusa.
This Watusa loves us.
Juanita.
Oh, cute.
And,
No, that is Juanita, too. There are many of them.
Juanita, there's lots of Juanitas.
Yeah.
And to mirror the awareness of Juanitas, of the of the Juanitas of the world, and be just in touch with all of our environment and everything that's around us. Because the thing is that if you're not willing, and I'm not saying that anyone here is that, but if you're not willing to be aware of everything you're picking up on, then stuff starts affecting your body. You start locking it into your body without even knowing about it, and you start creating dis-ease in your body, right? So everywhere where we've done that and we're doing that, and we're choosing unconsciousness instead of hyper-consciousness and going through the uncomfort beyond the extremely uncomfortable to the greatest ease we've ever known, will we destroy and create everything that doesn't allow that to happen? Okay. Right, one good bet. All my pop show boys and you, Danny. How are you doing? Okay.
Great.
Okay, cool. So, who does this belong to? Mine, someone else's, something else's. So that area, first of all, now. Okay. Mine, someone else's, something else's. If it responds to something else, it's probably the earth. The earth that is asking or requiring something that you uniquely have to give her. Okay? So, and the earth is asking a lot of us now. And in asking the question and being aware when it is the earth's, and it's going to be often the earth's now, we have the ability to choose whether or not to give that to the earth. So just on the count of three, let's just do a little bit of magic here. Just on the count of three, can you put up your hands like this? Okay. We're going to send energy to the earth. So everything that we have to gift to the earth, that we have not been willing to gift to the earth, but that we can gift to the earth. On the count of three, can we give that to the earth right now? Okay. So one, two, and you just send it in three. Okay. So let's do that again. One, Sylvia. Mm-hmm. Can you open your eyes? Mm-hmm. Okay. So one, two, and three. One, two, and three. And one more time, please. One, two, and three. Okay. So how does that feel? Does that feel anything?
Yeah. Las manos. The hands. Full of energy.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Okay, cool. So,
I was getting cold and
lightning. So that area that I asked you to think about, that to identify and have awareness of, how is that? Is that has
my
that?
My one requires more from me.
Requires more from you?
Yeah.
The earth?
Yeah.
Okay. So everything that you have to give to the earth that you have not been willing to give to the earth, would you be willing to give that now? All of it? That you have? Okay, cool. So everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and create that. 1, 2, 3. Okay, and again. 1, 2, 3. Cool. Okay, and the rest of that you're holding off to the side? Yeah. 1, 2, and 3. Okay.
To the side.
A little something for dessert, you know what I mean? Well, when we're alone and I'm doing my jungle thing and I'm okay. Because that comes up a lot. It comes up a lot with the earth now for healers. And not knowing that, we're just like, you know, the vulnerability thing that we were talking about before, like holding that back, what is that?
But what about is knowing with more precision and clarity what she's requiring me from mm-hmm. me to transmit.
Right. Be sure to look at the shit before you flush it down the toilet, okay?
All
right. Okay. So, would you be willing to give the earth?
Yeah.
Even to the earth, what she is, has identified in you that she requires, even if you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
True. Would you be willing to do that? Or are you smarter than Mother Nature? Okay, so everywhere where you are pissed off and battling with Mother Nature to see who's smarter, would you be willing to join forces with her? And not against her?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So everything that doesn't allow that. Right, we're on good bed on 9 o'clock show, boys. Okay. So, how is that spot? What is there any change?
For me, it's just my foot, so I just moved around mm-hmm. a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. How's your tummy? Better or worse, the same?
See. Well, yeah. In and out.
Okay. So, what's the value of holding on to what you say you want to get rid of? Wow, everything that is. Good thing I'm only talking to her, right?
I think
well, we've gotten a lot of her talking to you, too. Let me tell you something about that.
Right,
we're over here all safe. Nice. Making you say everything.
No, I just realized that the poor thing is my mother.
So is that true, or is that only partially true?
It is true.
Okay. So everything
seems
that
like
is...
I need to put it out, yeah.
Okay, everything that is, and everywhere where you're duplicating to perfection your mom, destroying and create all that, right, on good bed, all night, bug, bug, short boys and beyonds, do you look like your mom? Does your body look like your mom's body? Truth?
I'm supposed to. I've been told.
So everywhere you're duplicating your mom's body, and everywhere you're taking stuff out of your mom's body, and ingesting it, pulling it into your body to transform it, and forgetting to send it back, would you give that job up now and destroy and create everything that makes that more valuable than you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Right, on good bed, online pod, talk show, boys and beyonds, that everywhere you're trying to anesthetize your body with drugs and alcohol so that while the transformation is happening, you don't have to be uncomfortable. But you now go through the discomfort, through the extremely uncomfortable, and
yes.
come out the other side. Okay, right, on good bed, online pod, talk show, boys and beyonds. And speaking about judgments, and thank you again so much for bringing this up, because I asked you, do you have any judgments about you for consuming it? So what if I were to say to you that the judgments do more harm to your body than the drugs and alcohol?
Well, I can say that I believe it's true. Okay. I already experienced it.
Okay, cool. So be sure to continue to judge yourself some more.
Okay. Because what you don't destroy with the drugs and alcohol, you know, you just put a little judgment on top of that.
I know.
Alcohol, a little judgment on top of that, a little judgment on the side, and then with a nice, healthy order of judgment, you know, all around, a thick cherry on top. It's everywhere we're all doing that. And everywhere, that's on the chef's menu, like the special of the day.
See.
Judgment on the side, thank you.
I know.
Destroy and create all that. Okay, right, wrong, good, bad, all men, pot, box, show, prison, months, because, and this is the kicker, all those judgments don't just hurt you. They also contribute to the destruction of the earth.
I know.
So everywhere we're contributing to the destruction of the earth instead of the living of the earth, and everywhere we're willing everywhere where we are pretending that we don't have an awareness about this. Destroy and create all that. Mm-hmm. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poke, short, boys and beyonds. Bello. Do you like the photo? Did you take a photo?
I have many of them.
Hi, so cute.
Now you don't have me in the photo with them.
You want to just hold her and kiss her and put her on my bed.
Hand me the camera.
So everything that doesn't allow us to be the invitation for him to stay there. No. Everything that does not allow us to be the vibration and the invitation for them to stay there, I think he's going to come around this way. Destroy and create all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pog, show, boys and beyonds.
He's coming around.
So...
She'll eat the pasta.
She'll eat the pasta. Are you ready?
I got one. I don't know how good it is.
Okay.
It was terrible.
So, do you feel what happens with your bodies as you contract and expand, mm-hmm. right? So something in there, something, maybe the fear of him going away, some part of your body contracts. So everywhere we're doing that in our lives and trying to hold on to something instead of trusting that something else will come up. Can we destroy and uncreate all that? Good, bad, all nine, pod, clock, short, boys and girls. I mean, everything is energy. It's just energy. You know what I mean? And we're so aware of our bodies. And how much energy do we have to use against us to not be aware of all that? Okay? Mm-hmm. To not be aware when we're contracting and to not be the invitation for us to relax, because when we do relax and expand, so can you expand again out like you were before?
I see.
Okay, make sure, I mean, you turn to the right and the left and then call the I'm messing with you.
I know, I'm like
exactly. Okay, cool. Right, okay. The thing about when I was talking about the drugs and the alcohol, I mean, you know, we talk about consciousness, we talk about unconsciousness, and now we're talking a little bit about anti-consciousness, which is going against consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. So we may do unconscious things while on drugs and alcohol. But the choice to overdo it, well, that's a bigger one, right?
Like the same one.
This is the same one? It's
probably Juanita.
This is Juanita. Juanita. We're going to write a book, In Search for Juanita.
Are you Juanita?
I'm not getting a yes on Juanita there.
What is la hija?
And let us ask you a question.
Respond. Respond.
Everything that don't allow you to speak.
Exactly. Exactly. And it access your vocal cords that we know you have.
See.
I can allow myself to finally understand no animals.
Yeah. You know, some amazing stuff that happens with this, with clearing energetically this stuff. I mean, this woman was remembered how as a child she used to interpret animals' language for her friends and family members, and remembered the moment that she chose to stop doing that when people told her that that was not cool, you know, that, come on, okay, it was fine while you were joking, but now you're going over the top with this. So everywhere we cut off our powers when someone told us that we were going over the top with anything.
Yeah.
And everywhere we're not willing to be over the top, over the top as we really are with everything. Mm-hmm. So has anyone ever told you that you were too much of something?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So anything that doesn't allow us to reclaim all that too much of something, of those things that we are. And because that's the gift that we be. And every time we try to entrain ourselves, which means to synchronize ourselves sort of with the normality and mundane nature of this reality, we cut off and kill a piece of our awareness, a piece of our perception, a piece of our knowing, being, and receiving. Right? So everything that doesn't allow you. So truth, how much do you understand what the animals are telling you? 50%, 100%, or more than 100%?
75.
Truth?
80.
80, okay. So everything that doesn't allow you to access that other 20%, destroy it and create all that, okay. Night, run, good bed, all night, talk, fuck, show, voice, and beyond. So what else do you guys want to know about bodies? Amore, look at this. It's amazing. Are they usually not friendly with people?
I'm like...
Okay, so don't contract... What's the name?
Juanita.
I mean of the animal?
Wachusa.
And what family is it? It looks like a sort of combination.
Rodent style.
You are so eloquent.
There's a dog over there.
Rodent style? Do they eat them?
They'll chase them.
They follow them, so you should see them playing. Yeah, amazing.
So what else would you guys like to know about bodies? Because what I'd like to tell you about bodies are maybe some questions and some clearings you can do, but is there something about bodies... is there something about bodies that you would like more clarity or ease with that I might be able to facilitate for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Go ahead. Right. Do you know what it is? I'm sure there is, but do you know what it is? Okay.
What about... Well, no. It's fine.
Well, what I want to say about the drugs and the alcohol is that just finishing the... we can do unconscious things when we assume drugs and alcohol. And just for clarity, I can drink 7 glasses of wine.
She's speaking.
There you go. See? That clearing worked. How cool are you, Sylvia? You did that clearing and she's like talking now and you understood it. Was that in your 80% or Zelda, or is that the 20%?
She's mad at the dog.
No, she was mad at the chat.
And it's pretty
light. Ah. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't shot it.
I mean...
Didn't.
Pero tomaste una foto.
Didn't. No. No. I was trying to find her.
That's
I didn't
why.
See her.
That's why she feel it.
Cool.
Oh, I don't
know. So, about the drugs and alcohol, the it's not taking the drugs or drinking alcohol. It is also the intention you have. Intention is not really a word I like to use. But Danny could drink maybe 6 glasses of wine and be fine, be buzzed and having a good time. Mm-hmm. Someone else could drink 1 glass of wine and choose to do unconscious stuff on that. You know what I mean? So it's not about the quantity, you know? The choice to, usually, if you're using that to check out, if you're using that to become unconscious, and that can be prescription drugs as well. You know what I mean? I mean, aspirin doesn't necessarily have the same effect as ayahuasca. However, people do use drugs to check out. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that you...
Who are you?
Open up your...
I told you already.
Your being to entities when you choose unconsciousness. So it's like having on your body a sign that says for rent because there's nobody home here.
Okay,
is that clear what I'm saying? So when you choose unconsciousness, you are choosing to not be present and to not really occupy the present space and moment and in your body. And since everything is energy, that sort of signals to people, you see people when they're absent, you know that, right? Mm-hmm. Now if you happen to be an out of and I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable, is anyone uncomfortable talking about entities and out of body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. So out of body entities who maybe have died and have died of drug overdose or alcoholism, recognize that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And not only them, but recognize that vibration and may want to occupy your body. And then you sober up and come back, and now you get two in there. And okay, so there, and I could go on, but this is an introductory, introduction. So there's those kind of things.
Alcoholismo parte uno.
Those kind of things associated with checking out that do not behoove you. So just being aware of that happening, and there's she knows real easy entity clearings if you feel that, but you can ask. Everything I picked up, and that happens also if you're not aware that you pick up stuff from other people. So everything I picked up at that party where everyone was getting high, or everything that I picked up when I was getting high, or everything that I do not use, I now dissipated into the earth. And don't worry about the earth. She can take it.
I know.
Yeah. She can take it. So just the point is, because you can do more good for her if you are not bogged down by stuff you've picked up in other places.
Of course.
And ask your body, something else going on here? We got any entities in here? What's going on? You know, who is it that can facilitate this? Can we? What is this? What do I do with it? Can I transform it? How do I transform it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And and you can call, you know, Horselda can do that for you, or somebody else that you know. I can do that. You can do that over the phone. It's not a problem.
Okay.
But just to be, really an invitation to be aware of different presences in your body.
Well, like in my case.
Does anyone have a question about that? She's like, where do I begin? With the question. Jackie's like, well, what? Okay, so did that bring something up for anybody just before we go to Sylvia? Does that bring something up for anybody? Is this the first time anyone's talked to you guys about this? Huh?
No.
No, okay.
I did even
go to okay. Any level of uncomfortability?
No, I just don't have a lot of knowledge about it, I guess.
Okay, cool. So now that I've said that, does anything... sometimes when you're looking at people,
mm-hmm.
you can and they're like strange.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, whoa, what happened to you? You just had a sip of wine. How could that possibly happen? You know, after a sip of wine. They're choosing anti-consciousness and therefore going unconscious with that. So often when you are being pulled into wanting to drink excessively or even drugs, I'm not sure what kind of drugs, ask, is this mine? Is this something else or someone else's? Okay, because it could be
mm-hmm.
some entity that's jumped in your body that needs a fix,
mm-hmm.
that needs a drink,
mm-hmm.
that needs, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Okay, cool. So everywhere we have not been willing to really work with, I mean, we're just talking about energy. It's just energy.
Sure.
But all of that, and be aware of all of that, so that we can really reclaim us. It's destroying and create all that.
See, because it's weird. Like, well, I know.
It's better. Sure, please, you can be, feel free to be my pod parker.
She's doing it at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, because, like, when I was 13, it was... I know the, well... that were fixed at my 20s. Like, I start all over, and everything was fine after that. But it's true that I don't know what happened to me last year. You know, I was completely clear that I just will never go back to that, to drinking or to have a... It's not that I get back on drugs, but drinking. It's more drinking. And, yeah, it's true that it just suddenly happened again. Mm-hmm. And so it was in a moment where I was really getting what I want. Mm-hmm. Spiritually,
right.
Emotionally,
right.
Physically. You know, I was getting into this level of consciousness too, that I was like, okay, I'm finally feeling of that I know myself.
Right.
And suddenly, you know, things start to change around me, like with my partner, with my ex-husband. And then I just was like, okay.
So...
And I didn't know what happened.
So like, that okay. Level of consciousness that you were talking about in the past, were you able to experience that only when you were doing drugs?
No, because it's like I'd use and drink from my 13 years old till my 20. When I was 20, I get into programs and I get off drugs completely and out of alcohol. And I start to get into all these healing things and working a lot in myself. Mm-hmm. From my 20-year-old till my 28. Now I'm 30. Okay, so I really get a lot. I didn't drink at all. Not even smoke a cigarette for 8 years. Completely. Like, I was really into a self-knowledge and cleaning and doing a lot of healing of many stuff of my life, past ancestors, many stuff.
Okay, so all the lifetimes where you have been a healer...
Uh-huh.
And you have entered into altered states
uh-huh.
in order to heal?
I probably did drink.
Okay.
Yes.
So all the times where you were the village healer, and in order to heal people, you would make a potion, mm-hmm. drink a potion, enter into an altered state with the assistance of what today is called drugs and alcohol.
Probably.
And all the knowledge that you had at that time, would you be willing to, without the drugs and alcohol, bring all that knowledge into this existence and access that completely? It's everything that does not allow that. Can you destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, pot, pock, show up, boys and beyonds. What if that weren't a wrongness about you?
If they weren't?
If it wasn't wrong about you. What if it was what you knew? The drugs and the alcohol and the smoking. And what if that experience allows you to access a group of people that you wouldn't have necessarily had access to before, and that you, with your being, can bring them some clarity? Anything that doesn't allow you to look at it in 360 degrees and not just about the wrongness of you and judging you for that. Please destroy and create all that. I run good bed all night, pod, show up.
I understand that now very clearly.
I see.
But since...
So do you feel this? Hold it.
Soul.
1 second.
Always.
1 second. Before you go into talking soul and doing the spiritual thing, do you feel the presence that you are right now?
See.
Do you feel it trying to slip away? Okay, so everywhere you go into that... Instead of being here and doing this, would you be willing to destroy and create that truth now? Right, run good, bad, all night, pod, puck, show up, boys and beyonds. If you are not doing this, are you still conscious? Are you still present? Can you be present without moving those? Okay, cool. So everything that does not allow you to do that and be the fucking diva that you are, would you be willing to destroy and create all that? Right, run good, bad, all night, pod, puck, show up, boys and beyonds. Even if it proved your mom wrong? Okay, cool. Even if it proved everybody wrong? Mm-hmm. You included, or who you thought you were? Cool. Right, run good, bad, all night, pod, joke, boys and beyonds. Thank you. Right, cool. On the other side of comfort, beyond the very uncomfortable, there is a level of peace that goes beyond. Cool. Cool. Right, run good, bad, all night, pod, joke, boys and beyonds. So, what's coming up for everyone else there?
During the clean, I pick up her tears.
Mm-hmm. So those hurt tears are yours, true. What do you know about that? Excuse me?
Her tears.
Okay. Are those her tears? or your tears, truth? Whose tears are they? So all the parts of you that you've cut off so as not to feel the tears of everyone, including the earth, if you now reclaim everything you've shed off and reclaim that other 20% and all the tears of all the animals, with all the destruction and all the projections and the expectations of everybody about global warming and all this stuff, and contribute to the living on this planet as opposed to the projections of death. Everything that is and everything that doesn't allow that to happen, just your hand, create all that. Cool, right? I'm good, good, on my clock, clock, show.
It would be easier just to have all that information and...
Everything is just, you know, and it doesn't have to be cognitive. Okay, so what is this? What do I need to understand here? Like the computers, you know, download. Okay, fine, cool. And then you become that. And you just start walking around and being that. And just you passing by somebody gives them that vibe that allows them to do what... You know what I mean? Would you be willing to participate in the symphony called Planet Earth?
Yeah.
Even if you didn't know what fucking instrument you were playing?
Yeah.
And no one gave you the score sheets?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And everything that doesn't allow that to happen. Destroy and uncreate all that. And you don't know the public?
I am in the
orchestra. One time, this girl, I do these Christmas carols at Christmas, you know, and we're none of us are singers, and we're all like, so, and I have lots of singers in my life, so this girlfriend of mine, she got a gig at the last minute, and she calls me up, and she says, you have to say yes, Cass. And I was like, well, tell me what it is. No, you have to say yes. Okay, yes, what is it? I need you to sing with me. What do you mean? So just like you do at Christmas at your house with, you know, your friends, the Christmas carols. I need you to sing with me. I've got a gig and everyone's already booked. It's Christmas time, you know, I'm out of town. So she said, and they're Christmas carols. So we just have to sing two tunes and we get paid, you know, I forget how much it was, like $300 for singing two tunes. And I'm like, sure. Because, you know, it was a time when I was like, okay, I've got to get beyond this. This is going to be good for me. I'm going to, you know, yeah, I'm going to, you know, get rid of my barriers about speaking in public. You know, I was like, this is good. Good stuff. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go do it. Right? So there's two Brazilian girls, right? And this other, you know, this African-American girl, and we're singing Christmas carols. Now the Brazilian girls are like, oh, we don't certainly sing that, you know, so they don't know it. So we do an hour before the gig, we do a rehearsal. And she says to me, okay, you're going to have to sing Silent Night. You're going to have to take the solo on that. And I'm like, it's good for you, Cass. Pock, 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 everything that doesn't allow you. Sure, I can take a solo. I can take a solo. So... And then she was like, it's a cappella, right? There's no music, okay? So,
yes.
So we're in this place. It's the Palazzo Colonna at Piazza Venezia. It's a beautiful place. And I happen to ask, so who's the audience? He says, well, it's the royal Italian royal family is in one room, right? And then in the other two rooms, so there's three rooms. The other two rooms, it's all the television press for the entertainment industry. And in the other room, it's all the print press. So they who are performers, you know, that's what they do, are like, ah! And me, who's like, this is good. I can handle this.
Your inner singer.
So, exactly. So we go into the first room. So the royal family. And they're there, you know, with the, you know, and Albert and this. And we start singing this Silent Night, right? And so I'm, you know, I get my eyes closed because, I mean, you know, okay. So, you know, even though it's a cappella, we do the first verse. Silent Night, Holy Night. We do the first verse. I go into my solo. And there's no energy behind me. Even though it's supposed to be a solo, right? There's absolutely no energy behind me, like they had disappeared. So I opened my eyes, because I'm like, what, did they walk out the room or something? And they're looking at me. They're looking at me like this. And I'm like, what? I mean, I can't just stop in the middle, you know? So I'm like, but of course, I'm like... They say to me, when I finish, and then I'm thinking they're going to come in with the third verse, which is what we practice afterwards. No, I finish my solo, over. We move into the next room. I'm like, what happened? And they're like, we were trying to do this to you, because they were so totally not into it, so we had done this to you, but of course I had my eyes closed, so I didn't so I didn't pick it up. So everywhere we have to have our eyes open and see it to believe it or know it. Everywhere we can't feel the energy of what's going on around us, and we cannot contribute to the music and the symphony that is our life, and we're singing solo. really singing solo, and because we're afraid of being abandoned, as opposed to trusting that you'll know when you know and staying present. Because I wasn't present, obviously. I must have gone somewhere in order not to feel the fact that these girls have sucked the energy out of us. Everywhere we're doing that in our lives, God. Instead of like these guys, you know, just running around, tapping around. So would you be willing to contribute to the symphony that is your life? Yeah, okay. You're a good friend. All nine fun function was in the end. So that was really funny. And then we went, of course, into the next room and we rocked it out. You know, like, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock. Yeah, we were singing lots of songs. Yeah, so rocking it out. Okay. So is there anything else I can tell you about bodies before we talk about some money? How are you guys feeling? How are your bodies?
Very good, thank you.
How are your bodies feeling? A little relaxed?
Yeah. I feel like I need to
lay down.
Move a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right. So let's just take a, before we go into money, do you have anything?
What time is it, actually?
So, about the entity stuff that we were talking about, does anyone feel that they have any entities? What say?
I need to see.
Would you like me to do an entity clearing?
Yeah. I don't know if I have it, but you can do it.
So, any entities hanging out in and around our bodies that are not promoting consciousness and are not contributing to our lives and our living?
There are entities.
And all the entities that we've taken out of other people's bodies?
Yep.
That are influencing us in any way?
Yep.
Truth, who are you? Truth, who were you before that?
Yep.
Truth, who were you before that? Truth, who will you be in the future? Thank you. You can go take all your baggage on your magnetic imprinting with you. Right into bed on my book, workshop, was and beyond. So, more, good on, all of that was easy. Cool. Yeah, that was easy. So, is something else required to say about bodies? Yes. So, what is it? Somebody, you, my question, you. Okay, so.
The uncomfortable of the comfortable? Of so feeling comfortable with the body?
So, Danny, do you have a question that would unlock something for someone else here?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. My uncomfort has been my tooth, because I had it extracted on Monday, and I've been going through, it's kind of like I chose this, you know, to get, I mean, I didn't choose it, but I don't know what my question is. I've been trying to formulate
you
it.
You didn't
but I know
choose it or you
there.
Chose it? Which one is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's somewhere I chose. I just chose at this time to do all this work on my teeth, and right. So that it's all this pain. That's what I've been experiencing lately.
Okay.
It's in the pain world.
Wow.
My teeth.
Wow. So you're gonna have implants done?
No, I'm getting another thing, but I have like broken ones, and I've been last time I did all my whole mouth was like 10 years ago, and then I had cracked teeth, and they finally went, and so. And then two that had crowns on them. Yeah, they're just... Mm-hmm. I have to pull three teeth. So I've done two.
Wow.
It was really difficult.
And they give you Novocaine?
Yeah, but I react to it. It's
right.
Bad or something. Right. Some deal is going on there.
Okay.
And so this whole thing, I've been asking questions. Is this me? Where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Interest, yeah.
Yeah. So the... how do they numb you up? Is it about the drugs? Is it that because the Novocaine is very interesting. Do they put you to sleep at all?
No, they don't, but I want them to because mm-hmm. I think the Novocaine for me is and yeah. Nobody my daughter's a dental technician, she says she doesn't know and the dentist doesn't know, but
right.
5 days afterwards I'm sick, it hurts bad, bad, bad.
Okay, cool. So
the shot.
Thank you for that.
The
drugs,
yeah.
We talked about humans and humanoid bodies. Thank you for that. Humans and humanoids, the horses and the cows.
Mm-hmm.
So humanoid bodies are different than human bodies. And they react differently to medicines and to medication and to drugs. So whereas anesthesia might work for 4 or 5 hours on a human body, on a humanoid body, it might wear off after 20 minutes. And after doing these clearings also, your body starts accessing some more of its humanoidness, let's say. And so when you go to a doctor, homeopath, whatever kind of doctor, make sure that they're dealing with your symptoms in that moment and not your history. Because when we do these points of creation, we're actually changing history. We're not only influencing the present, but we're going into the past, changing that. And that also changes the future. So if they are giving you something based on your past history, mm-hmm. that may just please be aware and ask questions, you know. And that thing about asking your bodies, I mean, this guy was feeling some pains in his heart. This guy had done a bit of access, and he went into the doctors, and he and the doctor gave him this medication, and he asked his body, do you want this medication? And his body threw itself across the back wall. And so he called up Gary, and he's like, Gary, this is, you know, what happened to me. What should I do? Go immediately and get a second opinion. So he took the medicine, and he went to get a second opinion, and the guy said, thank God you didn't take this, because you'd be dead, because your body would have rejected this and shut down. So just please, please, please be aware and trust yourself and ask, you know, body, do you want this? Body, do you want, you know. Yeah, it's real, real important. And Novocaine, that's a lot with the Novocaine, too. If you do allow them to put you to sleep, just check yourself, because when you go out, literally, you do put a sign on your head for rent. So, and ask your body if it wants that. If you want, we can do that now. Ask your body, would you like to be out to sleep when that happens?
Okay.
I get a yes, you know? As opposed to, you know, being poked 20 times with needles that don't do anything.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for that, because that's an important piece. And just to so is there something else on the medicine stuff? There's a lady in Milan who's been doing some access. She's just tried to mess up her body any way she can. You know, she's got... You know, her parents split up when she was 9, and at 9 and a half she got diabetes. And so, and has been, you know, she's got one eye that, you know, everyone tells her to put a fake eye in it, but she's now working, and she's a family constellations therapist, and she's done a lot of spiritual stuff. And with access is literally changing the even genetic makeup of her body. So she just called me and 2 days ago and told me that her blood work, she's back to where it was 3 years ago, 20% better than it was the last time. The doctor's just got his mouth on the ground. And I said, and what did you say when he gave you those results? She said, how's it getting any better? And I said, what else is possible? So really, I mean, seeming miracle. She's done levels 2 and 3 where we're talking about illnesses and what the up to date what the success rate is with them, with cancer or AIDS or a lot of stuff with diversely able children, autism, ADD, ADHD, a lot of stuff with that, because those kids are picking up stuff in a minimum 80-mile radius. All the thoughts, feelings, emotions that we're talking about picking up, they pick it up exponentially. So these tools really can create amazing change for people. Just a quick story about a woman I did a session with, and her son diagnosed as hyperactive, which is a little bit like ADHD, but it's not exactly. Hyperactive, where he was touching everything all the time, and she couldn't get him, you know, going to friends' house. She couldn't bring him to friends' houses because he would touch everything, and his body's always moving. And so there is a woman who's particularly, she's autistic too. She's a teacher, a certified teacher, and, you know, we've all got this sort of obsessive-compulsive thing and a little bit of autism going on with us. And we did a session with him, and she gave the woman two tools. One, she said, in watching the kid, do you realize that when he touches stuff, he's gathering information? So he's running around that wooden table, and after running his hands around that wooden table, he can tell you everywhere that wood's been, what the tree went through, mm-hmm. and all the people's hands that that table touched. And so how does that resonate in your universe, that information?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So different perspective on hyperactivity.
Mm-hmm.
Also, somebody needs this information, or somebody's going to ask you for it, so I'll just give it to you. His body needed to move, so we suggested to her that she put him in track. And both of the parents are runners, and she said, well, you know, no. So put him in track or put him in running. And also in the home, to have a key, like word between the two of them, where when she says go, he has to move his body in continuation without stopping until she says stop, or whatever those two words are. So, you know, I followed up with her with a call, and she told me, yeah, she had put him into running. But then I didn't, of course, see her for a year, because when things go well, nobody calls you. When they go badly, people call you. So I saw her, and a year later, she came to get a session from me. And I was like, how's your boy? Oh, he's fabulous. Number one in the track team, and he's running all the time. And now this thing about the whole family wants to do this stop-and-go thing where we move our bodies all the time, you know. So whereas before, that was causing a fraction in the family, it was a point of, you know, ritrovo, how do you say it, where the reunion, right, with the family now, that. So our point of view creates our reality, and just changing your point of view about something, about your body, about how it moves, what it desires and requires, can change your...
The whole family moved?
Yeah, because it was just the mother.
It was just the mother
and the thing. It was their thing, you know what I mean? And it was like, okay, red light.
Yeah.
Stop.
Everybody played.
Yeah. The green light. It's like, oh, we want to go too. Okay, red light. No, that's our thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah. So, so wherever that information might be useful in your reality somehow, that story wanted to come out. Okay. So, anything else on bodies? Okay, that's it. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So, is there... You've got something? How are you doing? That's your body.
Good.
Yeah? No? Okay. Does anybody want to know anything else about bodies?
Weight. Overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Overeating.
Mm-hmm.
Over sugar.
Mm-hmm. So...
Over constants also.
Do you know
that constants.
80% of the energy, I mean, is the idea that we need to eat to survive is not 100% true. There's 80% of the energy we get from food we use up digesting that same food, right? So everywhere where we're numbing ourselves with food, drugs, alcohol, unconsciousness, or anything, and giving our bodies, and not asking our bodies how much they would like to consume, can we destroy and uncreate all that? Or 50% of that, 30%, 30% of that, can we destroy and uncreate? Yeah? 25? 20.
My God.
15. After dinner.
5%.
5%. 10%? 5%. 5%. So do you realize how kind giving up 5% of that is with your body? Or would you rather judge that it's only 5%? It's everything that is. Mm-hmm. And everything that doesn't allow you to be grateful for being willing to give up 5% of that. Destroy and create all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, short, boys, and beyond. So also know, Sylvia, that in giving up some of that desire to duplicate your mom's body, your body will start shifting, okay? So you're no longer trying to duplicate her body. You no longer have to match her garlic, piece of garlic bread for piece of garlic bread and cookie for cookie, okay? And what about asking your body to assimilate whatever you eat so that you could eat as much as you want and never gain any weight? What would that be like?
That would be perfect.
Okay,
just
cool.
What I want.
Okay, cool. So would you be willing to stay present enough when you're putting food in your mouth and ask the food?
Yes. Sí.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, cool. So everything that doesn't allow you to do that, destroy it.
Yeah.
Because so is gaining weight a choice? Can it be? Is eating a choice? Or how much you eat? Is how much you eat a choice? Okay. Is it possible that how that food turns into fat cells or other cells is a choice? Would you be willing to ask the food to not turn into fat cells?
Sí.
Okay. So everywhere you're not willing to have fun playing with that. Destroy and uncreate all that. I have a good bed on that papa show. Someone else have something to add to that? You got some information there?
Jackie.
Somebody have some information for her about
I
that?
I think you're beautiful, Sylvia.
Yeah,
me
too.
Are.
I think you're very beautiful. Totally.
Thank you. You see, they get some information.
You know, the other thing is to ask your body, what shape would you like to have? Can you ask your body that out loud right now?
Body, what shape do you like to have?
How would you like to be? How would you like to appear?
What is it says? Just how I am now, I'm just a little bit less belly. Just that. It's my mother.
You know, someone said to me,
so you know that.
It's like, I think almost all of us, I don't know, I speak for myself too, you know, I'm like, feel pretty happy and pretty grateful for my body, but I mean, there's still parts of my body that I would like to be a little different, you know. It's just, you know, a lot of people feel like that, and sometimes I think we're just too hard on ourselves. Like,
you know, and having these dialogues with your body too, the gratefulness, you just start in embodying a sensualness that is such an invitation to other people. Not only an invitation to you, but an invitation for them to appreciate their bodies. You know, when you start really loving your body, that just comes out, you know? And so how much can you facilitate others if you were willing to love your body?
That's somebody that, like you said, that like feels they're attractive, they're so attractive. Doesn't matter how big they are, man. I've seen big, large women that are just like so comfortable, and you're like, whoa, what a goddess.
Unbelievable.
You know? Yeah.
Really? I've got this
gal. Or,
the confidence thing.
Yeah. Just acceptance. Yeah.
This woman says, you know, I mean, I've got a little bit of a belly. This woman says to me in Costa Rica, and I'm still in Costa Rica, aren't I? In this class, she says, I love your body. You are such an invitation to not judge your body. You know. So I could have gone into, what does that mean? And I was like, how does it get any better than that? Thank you. Such an invitation to that. So it's absolutely true. I know this huge woman from Australia. She is the sexiest woman, you know, and she does this class, 250 pounds and sexy and loving it, you know, and it's not about, you know, vulgarity, whatever that means. It's about, like Danny's saying, loving your body and being, yeah, so already your body's taking on, look at that, she's got that Louise thing there.
I'm like,
your body's like, you talking to me? So how does your body feel with all this attention on it?
Well, I'm just reminding words that men and women said to me all the time. But I just, like, if I project that image, how can I don't believe it?
Mm.
Or probably there is a part of me that really, really believe it, or I am really happy with my body. So but I just have some voices that tell me, no, this is not the right body.
So are we saying that you project that image? Or are we inviting you to project the image that we have of you? Okay. So everything that is and everywhere you go into twist with that, right? Right, you're a good man, old man, pop, pop, show, boys and meals. Because there is somewhere in your universe where you are comfortable with your body.
Yes, it is
true. So We've done a lot of stuff here. We've cleared some entities. We've done some clearings with your mom that, of course, didn't work on anybody else. And so I'd be really interested to see what kind of shifts happen with you in your body and how you feel about it and what shows up for you and what you know what I mean? And be willing to be pleasantly surprised. Yeah, with that. And so what my question, though, was we're giving your body a lot of attention at the moment. Are you receiving that truth?
See, I am.
Okay, cool. So would you be willing to receive a little bit more of it? Okay, cool. Right. And without any barriers up, and just receive the appreciation that we have for you, your being, your body, and all of it. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to appreciate yourself that much?
Yes.
Okay, half of that.
No,
okay.
I can't.
Okay, cool.
Completely.
Because when we talk about receiving, which is a perfect, I said perceive, know, be, and receive everything. Receiving is something that we don't often do with that much ease, which is we're really good at giving. And everywhere we're using giving as a way of hiding or not having to receive. And receive is just being and allowing that glory, that facility, ease, and that joy to permeate your being, right? Like it's a perfect place to talk about receiving, because mm-hmm. can you feel the chirping in your body of all these animals? Yeah, and yeah, back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about relationships and when we talk about money, did somebody want to talk about money?
Oh yeah.
When there's a book that Gary Douglas and Dane here wrote that's been translated into Spanish and into Italian. It's called Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. And and our ability to receive joy, abundance, and ease in our lives also reflects our ability to receive money in our lives, because money is attracted to joy, believe it or not. Money follows joy. It's just a byproduct of you being you and living your life to its fullest and doing what you love. You know what I mean? So everywhere where we're not willing to be us to the nth degree and allow the abundance of the universe to permeate every aspect of our lives, destroy and create all that.
Yep.
Okay, right. Well, good bed, all night. Puzzle, short boys and beyond. So I have a clearing here. I actually have a couple.
Clearing.
Yeah. This is better. So when we were talking about things that run our lives without us even knowing. Do you have
the camera? I have a picture of that.
Is this okay for her?
We will see.
What would it be like for you to...
I take pictures of them already. She loves to get pictures when she's eating.
Okay. So it's a little our judgments of our bodies and our judgments of our relationships and our judgments of ourselves
yeah.
only a pimple on the butt of our judgments around money. So what are your judgments around money? Just throw them out, just like bomb them out.
Gotta work for it.
Gotta work for it.
Yeah, I've changed a lot my idea of money because I came from a place where there was always like a lack of money. So once I became aware of that, then I threw that out the window and started telling myself, no, there's lots of money around me. But that's where I came from.
Did you convince yourself of that?
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Money doesn't grow on trees. Okay, awesome. And you?
Me? I limit myself of the amount of money.
Okay, so what are your judgments about money?
Judgment.
What does money mean to you?
That's weird. I can't say anything about.
Okay. That's all right. So what else? Does anyone here think money's dirty? That you don't want to have it in your mouth, of course. You don't want to, you know, you have to wash your hands after handling money. Or does anyone have the point of view that you don't really want coins, you'd rather have bills, or that you don't want checks, or you don't want, you know.
I know, I'd rather have bills and credit cards.
Okay. Yeah.
How it shows up in your life. And does anyone have the point of view that spirituality and richness doesn't go together?
Yes, I have it.
All right.
I do. Money's easy for me when I work my whole life. But I do that. I get money. I spend it till the last drop. And then I concentrate on money again.
Okay.
It's a little stressful. I wonder if I do that for fun.
He's cute, right? I wonder if I do that for fun. So we've got stress, we've got spending it to the last dime, which is a totally a humanoid quality that anyway, that's spending it all and then giving, rising to the challenge of, you know, proving to yourself how fabulous, how easy that is. Anyone here in school used to wait to the last minute to do their term papers or their papers and then rush and do it at the last minute and you thought you were, okay. So that's great. We'll come back to that a little bit. What else?
I think I used to think, I don't think this now, that it wasn't right for me to ask for money in my life because I thought there's so many other things that are much more important. I've changed that thought. I'm like, no, it's fine to ask for it.
Okay. So there's another energy that comes up with that.
I'm coming. What
is it?
The phone.
It was my
thing. All right, it's done. Yeah. So just this energy that comes up with asking for money. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Just that maybe it was a bit materialistic. That maybe, you know, I should be grateful for the other things in my life, like my health and love and family and relationships. So it's that kind of feeling of, like, be happy with what you have and don't be greedy.
Greed comes up. You said that now... You used to have problems asking for money, and now that you don't have a problem asking for money. Is that what you said?
Well, to the universe. Now, I used to not, when I'd make a wish for what I want to come into my life, money in years gone past wouldn't have been one of those things.
Right, okay.
But now I ask for it.
Okay, cool. So, do you find it easy, you plural, find it easy to ask for money?
I used to get a lot of what I need. Like I just say it and I forgot and suddenly I realized, oh my God, it was just what I was asking. But
that was not an answer to the question, just so that you know about clarity around money, because money is just money. You know what I mean? It is simply money. It can afford you a lot of ease, and it's just, but clarity around money, and this I've learned on, you know, myself. I first started doing the access workshops, and I just wasn't clear whether this one, you know, I charge you this, and this, and then this is free, and this is that. Just the lack of clarity you have around money is what will show up in your life. Your point of view creates your reality. So, do you find it easy to ask for money? You answered something completely different than that, just an awareness. Do you find it easy to ask for money?
No.
Okay, cool. So let's do an exercise together. 10 times. Can I have the money now, please? Because I'm going to tell you, humanoids, we really don't care about money. That's the truth. We work, if you dig the work we do, if you like the work we do, that's all the pay, that's really all the pay we need. We know we need money to live, but if you are excited about our work and you get it and you get us, that's all we need. So don't change that, because that's cool. But change having a point of view about asking for money, because you know that it's not about the money. So what would it take for that knowledge to make it easier to ask for money? So there is something about humanoids actually asking, getting to the point, because this is, you know, what we'll do is people will say, I've got the money for you now. Oh, yeah, I'll be right there. You don't worry. You know, as opposed to, oh, yeah, let me drop this, go and get my money, and then go, no. Well, you can give it to me later. Well, you know, no, it's not a problem. I mean, I don't really care. Well, I was wondering if I could, you know, I need to pay you half because I've got this going on in my life. Then I just can't pay you the whole amount. Well, you know, pay me what you can now and pay me, you know, the rest later, you know, whatever. So, let's try 10 times and do it in your own way. Can I have the money now, please? On three. 1, 2, 3. Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now,
please? Can I have the money now, please? Can I have the money now, please? Can I have the money now, please? Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now,
please? Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
Can I have the money now, please?
So, how does that feel? Heavier? Lighter?
Lighter.
How do you feel it?
Lighter.
Okay, cool. So, everything that doesn't allow us to ask, can I have the money now, please? With total lightness and ease. Let's destroy and uncreate all that. Okay, right, wrong, good, bad, all that, punk, punctual, poison, because it's just money. It's not us. It's not our value. It's not our worth. We're quite priceless, aren't we, in what we do. So, can I have the money now, please? And you can look in the mirror and say, can I have the money now, please? Can I have the money now, please? Can I have the money now, please? Okay. So, I'm working.
I love it.
Working with that. It's a great tool. There's a couple of things about bringing money and abundance into your life, right? Couple of tools that I'd like to give you. One, put 10% aside. Not the first time you've heard it. Start doing it. It will change the way money shows up in your life. Because a lot of us are interested in getting money to spend it, not in having money. So what I would like to invite you to do is to be willing to have money in your life. Putting 10% aside of everything that comes into your life. Find $10 on the street, put a dollar aside. Never spend it.
Okay?
If you have to spend it for some reason, put an IOU note in that pile and pay you back before you pay anybody back. So this is called tithing to the church of you, this 10%.
Wow. 10%. Because I've heard of this before, but when I heard of it, it was like the 10% that to give to something. Mm-hmm. It wasn't to give to you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is a giving to something. And this is giving to the church of you. And you can also give.
Me too. I like that finally.
You know what I mean? Because honoring you, this is about honoring you. And before you pay your bills, before you can do the net or the gross if you're getting, you know, paychecks. But 10% away, what starts happening is, and this is different for everybody, what level it gets to. What starts happening is you look forward to putting that 10% away. You can't wait to go and put your little 10% away under the mattress in an interest-bearing savings account. Not necessarily. It's nice to have it somewhere you can pull it out every now and again, count it. Roll around naked in it, just to have it tangible for you. Because what starts happening is the idea that you have money starts becoming part of your universe. And what you know, Gary walks around with gold coins in his pocket, and his body. I really like that idea because his body recognizes the vibration of gold and attracts it. You know what I mean? I really like that idea. but that 10%, so put 10% aside and never spend it. Pull it out every now and again and count it. And you will start, there's an amount after which you will never worry about money again. Because you get to that point where you're really sure that you have money. you know you have money because it's there. Okay.
You can put it at the bank too, right?
You can put it in the bank as long as it's an, you know, not something where they're taking money out every month for that. Okay.
Yes.
It's a golden key, that one. So the other thing is to figure out the amount of money that you would carry around with you all the time if you were rich. For everybody, that's a different amount. My sister, it's $5,000.
Carry around on your person?
Yeah. It's $5,000.
$500.
Mine is $250. You know, I just have $250 with me all the time. You know what I mean? Because I'd get credit cards and other stuff. I just have $250 with me all the time. And it can be your 10%, but start carrying that amount of money around with you.
And I'm afraid to get a stole.
You know what? When you have that amount of money around with you, you always know where your bag is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
You always know where your bag is. And you might want to carry that around, like I said, in gold coins. You might want to invest your 10% in diamonds so that you have it. But you have that, right? So,
Esmeralda.
Exactly. Hey, tithing to the Church of You.
Carrying my yucca plant.
What is she eating?
The yucca.
Is that? Oh, that's yucca. That's not zucca.
Yucca.
Which is Halloween.
There's the other one behind.
She's like looking at you.
Did you see if there's another one now? They are coming.
They're all coming out.
Yeah.
So I want to give you guys a clearing. There's another point that I wanted to tell you about money, but I want to give you guys this just clear these secret agendas. In Access, we talk about secret agendas, which are basically anything that you have made secret, hidden, and invisible to you that is running your life that you're unaware of. So my question about money is, what secret agenda with money do you have that ensures that you will never have as much as you desire with ease?
Okay, what secret agenda?
What secret agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have?
Yeah. So everything that is, and everything that comes up with it, I would just ask you to just clear it, right? Run good, bad, all night, pot, box, show, puts on. So what secret agenda with money do I have that ensures that I will never have as much as I desire with ease? So this is another, the third thing I wanted to say about the tool, about money. So putting 10% aside, carrying around with you the amount you would carry around if you were rich. And does anyone here have debts?
Yeah.
Is anyone in debts? Instead of calling them debts, to call them past expenditures.
Gastos pasados.
Past expenditures. Okay? Because debt also in antique vocabulary has to do with jail also. So, you know. Yeah. To figure out what those are, total them up, and see how much you would have to make more every month for 2 years in order to pay off those debts. Okay? Just because we don't look at something doesn't mean it's not there. Okay? So that's for the debts, the past expenditures. The fourth tool is to know exactly how much it costs you to run your life every month. Exactly how much. So if you pay a mortgage, it's like take that and divide it by 12. Exactly how much it costs you to do all the yoga you want to do, all the classes you want to do, the little trips home that you want to do, how much it costs you to run your life every month. It's real They're amazing tools, so you can do them, not do them, but I give them to
you. I also have
them. I'll give them to you. How much does it cost you to run your life every month? That's not just, that's your entertainment fund, your living, life and living, your utilities, the you know, amount of the, you know, the four margaritas, you know, a month that you want to drink, all of that, right? And plus, you know, and figure that out, and then look at how much you're making with your current activity. So, Jorcelda, you want to look at how many massages do I have to do to pay that off, to have the amount of money that I need to run my life. So, if you're charging 50, let's say the amount you is 2,000. That you need to run your life every month. And you're charging 50, so you need to do 40 massages a month. So that's 4 weeks, that's 10 massages a week. That's just working Monday through Friday, that's two a day.
Easy.
Absolutely.
What else is possible?
Exactly, what else is possible? And then your little flower arrangements, and then renting this place out for body belly dancing, body work, body building, you know, whatever that is, all that's gravy and all that, just to look at that and to know. And once you see, you know, maybe the facials, okay, I need 3,000 to run mine, so I'm doing a little bit more. So that's, you know, 50 for the facials for 3,000. That's 60 a month. So that's dividing it into 4 weeks. And then ask yourself, once you look at that, how many, you know, houses do I need to build?
Or
once
I need to sell how many?
Exactly.
And
once
facings.
You look at that, this is the question.
Winning the lottery.
What can I add to my life that would give me more money now and in the future? Aggiungere.
Adjuntar.
Because as humanoids, we really need to be busy.
What can I add to my life that?
That would bring me more money now and in the future. What can I add to my life that would bring more money now and in the future, and more ease with money.